trainer Mark Cassie, who joins us now on ExpressBet Radio. Mark, thanks for some time today on the program.
Oh, good. Thanks for having me.
Quite simply, I'm not going to beat around the bush, Mark. What do you think happened in the kill row last time?
I think it was a combination of things. I think maybe, you know, we didn't do a lot with him going into his first race. I think maybe it took a little more out of him than we thought. I think he was a little dull. And then also, you know, Johnny wasn't able to make it out there. And Flavian, he's a great rider, but didn't know him very well. And I think it was just probably a combination of things.
Last year, this was just his second start of the year here in the Dixie. When he got the money that day, could you have imagined how popular a season he would have? I mean, he was a Horse of the Year finalist last year.
No, I know. It's funny because somebody asked me, what's the difference, you know, coming back this year versus coming there last year? And it's like, well, he's a champion, and he won the Breeders' Cup. So there was a lot of difference, you know. And I can remember we had him entered, I think, at Churchill in the, I think it was the Woodford, and it rained a lot, of course, at Churchill, and we just decided that we didn't want to run him on that turf. And then, of course, we brought him to Pimlico, and we got a little bit of the same, and we said, well, you know what, track seems safe. So we ran him, and he ran well. And it gave us a little confidence later on when we came to the four-star day, because we had a downpour there at Saratoga, and had we not run him at Pimlico, I may have not run him in the four-star day.
It's amazing how timing's everything in this game, isn't it?
It is. It is.
You know, you talk about last year coming in, how different it was for world approval. A lot's changed in your barn as well. Coming here last year, you had the Bad Boy on the Triple Crown Trail, Classic Empire, and it was funny when I was looking through, World Approval's going to be the only one you're saddling here at the Old Hilltop tomorrow.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, Pimlico and Baltimore, which I love, by the way. My wife and I love Baltimore. We've been pretty busy there for the last 3 or 4 years. This is probably, I think this is the first Preakness we've missed in some time. So, yeah, that's a little disappointing. It just, you know, we ran a lot on Derby weekend and just got beat in the Oaks, ran some other horses. It's very difficult to have a real busy Derby week and then, you know, to bring a lot of those horses back in 2 weeks. It's just very difficult.
Yeah, well, those were a couple I want to talk about. Wonder Godot, and now that I have you, how do you say her name?
Well, that's a good question. I actually call her about 4 or 5 different things, and then a lot of times Gary will correct me. So I call her Wonder Godot sometimes. I call her Wonder Godot. I think it's Wonder Godot.
Okay. But, well, how's she doing?
I think she's wonderful. She's at Woodbine, and she's getting ready for the Oaks, the Canadian Oaks, and then all goes well, the Queen's Plate.
All right. You'll hear the Queen's Plate here on the Horse Racing Radio Network June 30th, Saturday afternoon this year. And how's my boy doing? You know, it was funny. I had a dinner and derby seminar down in Belmont, near Belmont at King Umberto's, and one of the fans asked if I could own one in the field, in the derby field, who would I own? And I said Flame Away. I said I was born broke. I'll probably die broke. So I know there are horses that are probably worth a little more money than him, but, man, he's such a cool horse. How'd he come out of the derby, and what's the long-range plan for him?
Well, he's pretty valuable, so if you did own him,
no, he is, sure, sure, he is.
You know, he's obviously he's by probably one of the greatest sires of, you know, the last 100 years, Scat Daddy, and he's a great stakes winner. He's beautiful, but he's good. You know, he got banged up a little bit in the Derby. He was tired, and so we've just taken it easy with him. After extensive discussion with Mr. Oxley, we kind of looked at taking two different courses. You know, he is a Canadian bred, so we looked at possibly putting him on the Queen's Plate trail. But after much discussion, we've decided our next stop's going to be the Ohio Derby, and then, you know, probably look at the Haskell. So he's good. He's chilling when hopefully some of these others will be a little wore out. We're just trying to chill and get him back and get ready for the summer and fall.
One of the three-year-olds that I was very impressed with this spring, a horse I'm a big fan of, Telekinesis. We got an update on him?
He's extremely talented. Breeze this morning at Keeneland went very well. We had flirted with the Preakness with him. If Justify hadn't been there, or Good Magic, especially with, you know, similar ownership there, you may have seen us but we're going now. He is going to take the Queen's Plate Trail. His next start will be in the Plate Trial. And then, you know, if he shows a fondness to the Tapita, then the Queen's Plate. But he is an extremely talented horse.
Yeah, talking with Mark Cassie. Got world approval tomorrow. The even money favorite in the Dixie, looking to defend his Dixie crown from last year. You're not here, are you?
I'll be there.
You will be there. Okay, I was going to say, because I know that his normal traveling partner is, he's flew to Coop. He's out on his own. Norm won a couple of races. You must be really proud of him.
Yeah, he's been doing well. I'm proud of him. But, of course, he always liked to, there was always another attraction for Norm to come to Maryland, too. Her initials are GG.
You heard her here on Derby Week, on the Derby Countdown shows and on the Oaks coverage. Yes, Ms. Gaudette. But
he'd always want to have all the horses at Pimlico as soon as we could. I think so he could get to Maryland to spend time with Gabby. And so soon she's going to be a part of the family. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, a lot going on over at the Cassie family and stable, and you guys do a great job. Good luck tomorrow. I know you're busy. You got a bunch in today. Thank you for some time today, and maybe I'll run into you tomorrow here at the Old Hilltop.
Okay, sounds good. You have a great day.